And indeed, it is Profiles in Focus. It's 10 o'clock. You're tuned to WSHU, 91.1 FM in Fairfield, serving Fairfield and New Haven counties. From the eastern end of Long Island, we are 89.9 WSUF FM, Noyac, Greenport, New London. And along the Connecticut coast, we are 1260 WSHU AM in Westport. Well, we've got some tickets for lucky listeners to the Westport Country Playhouse presenting The Drawer Boy, a tale of friendship and remembrance, voted a top 10 play of the year by Time Magazine, and it's on stage June 22nd through July 9th. Winners will be chosen from all entries received on the web at WSHU.org by Sunday, June 18th at midnight. Well, a minute after the hour of 10 o'clock, my name is Steve Winters. The program is Profiles in Folk, as it always is on a Friday evening from 10 until midnight. And tonight, we are blessed with a return visit from Damian Conley and Sally Tressler. And we're going to be doing some good Celtic music. They'll be joined in Studio A by Mike McCann, who's also been a guest in the past. And we're going to have a good time talking about an upcoming Celtic festival right here in Connecticut. Well, let's walk down to Studio A and hear a little bit of music from Damian Conley and Sally Tressler. Thank you. sounds good. Well, welcome back to Profiles in Folk, Damian Conley and Sally Tressler.
I should tell you that the one difference since the last time we came was that we're married now, so I'm actually Sally Connolly.
Okay. Well,
I took his name, so.
Yes, that's fine. I just wanted to link you to your parents, who are, of course,
teasing.
Of string band fame.
You're in trouble,
here. But it is good to have you back.
Thank you.
Were here almost 5 years ago, 2001, and I think you were just dating at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years later, you got married, and here you are, and making a lot of fine music. Well, Damian Conley and Sally Conley are joined also by Mike McCann, who's good to have him back as well. He has been with us many times on Profiles in Folk over the years. And he's the man who recorded A Soldier's Song, the album of, sort of war ballads and, well-known songs. And who knows, maybe we'll even squeeze a song out of you before the end of the night. And we're going to be talking about the Connecticut Irish Festival, FESH, an agricultural fair that takes place next weekend on the North Haven Fairgrounds off Washington Avenue in North Haven, where both Damian and Sally will be appearing. And, Mike, I guess you've got a hand in putting it all together as well.
Well, I do the publicity for them, and I just want to say that it is the 24th and 25th, the next weekend coming, and on Saturday it's from 12:30 to 11 p.m., and on Sunday, 8:30 to 7 p.m., and it's really a great combination of Irish dance, music, and sports. A couple of the highlights is the dance competition, which will be on Sunday, where these young people from all over the country, some as far away as Canada or Texas, come to perform and compete. And we also...
You're one of the few festivals, Irish festivals, that actually does that.
Well, there are only two in Connecticut that do, and one is the Glastonbury FESH and ours as well. The other highlight, colorful thing that happens is we do have the Highland Games competition, and this is that... that event where burly men in kilts toss around heavy objects that look like trees and 200-pound stones and hammers and other things. I just try to stay out of the way so they don't get the idea to start throwing me around. And,
right.
But it's really colorful to watch, and it's a great event.
Okay, and Sally and Damian will be playing as well. You're on the schedule for Saturday at 3:15 in the Cayley tent. But let's just step back a moment, and we'll get to your appearance there later in the program. But Damian, we'll let people know, is from Ennis, Ireland, originally. His father was an accordion maker. Amazing. And still is?
And still is, yeah. He started maybe back in 1995. He was always playing music for a living, and actually, he's a funny history. He has put his hand at a lot of different things. He was a soccer referee for a long time, postman. Started out as a car mechanic. Just kind of fooled around with different things. Started tuning and repairing accordions, and eventually started making accordions himself. It was his dream, I think. And around maybe 1995, he just made his first accordion, and it was funny because I was in school at the time doing some carpentry, and he was asking me, how am I going to do this? And, I was giving him some ideas for, but he never cut a string, he never really did woodwork before. But he managed to pull it off, and he did really, really well, and he got a grant for it. And so now he's making his King Cora accordions back in Ennis in Ireland. Yeah. So
it's exciting. And how did you, because of his making the accordion, is that how you got interested in playing?
Not so. My father used to teach music in group classes away from home. And he used to do this every Saturday morning. And one Saturday he asked me, why don't you come along? Why don't you come along? And I was never really interested in Irish music up to that point. It was just too much of it in the family, too much of it.
Okay.
So, yeah. He was busy trying to do...
impress the ladies.
Do impressions of old 1980s Michael Jackson moves, I think, in the kitchen.
And we so should probably. I kind of went along just to pacify him, really, but that's what got me interested mostly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we should also point out that your uncle is quite famous as well in the world of Celtic music.
Exactly.
So when you say there's a lot of Celtic music in the family.
Oh, yeah, I mean it. Yeah, yeah, big time. Yeah, my uncle Seamus is a formidable force over here in America. He came over, I think, when he was even younger than I was, or maybe a little bit, probably around the same age as I was when I came over, in his young 20s. And he came over here and worked his way around, started teaching, and eventually he's at Boston College right now. Mm-hmm. He's over the Irish music department there. So got a lot of Irish music background there.
And lucky for us that you decided, after going to that class, to
exactly,
take up the instruments and play the music.
Yeah.
And live in Fairfield.
Yeah, exactly. And now, and Sally, you know, all you have to do is mention the name Tressler, and people know that you probably grew up from the womb with a background of string band and country music, certainly.
Definitely. My mom likes to joke that when she was probably in her seventh or eighth month of pregnancy, I believe that she went over to Ireland and, you know, they listened, they were in the pubs and listening mm-hmm. to the music, and she said that that's how I must have gotten interested in it.
So how long have you been playing the flute?
I started out on the classical flute, and I was about 10, I guess the usual fifth grade lessons that I had in Easton and Reading. And then when I got to college, when I went to Brown, they had this Irish music session class, which, of course, that type of a university would have. And I was lucky enough to have somebody who said, why don't you start on this wooden flute, try it out, try learning tunes by ear. And so I kind of took a leap of faith, and because of it, I ended up being able to get away from the written music and kind of trusted in the fact that I could learn things by ear. And then from there, I got this grant to go to Ireland, and that's how I met Damien and really got into the Irish music. So that would have been in 98 that I got into the traditional Irish flute. Yeah.
It's hard. You know, I go back to, you know, Mike and I are geezers, basically, but I go back to when you guys were first in 2001, and you were like a wee lad and a wee lassie at that point. And now the music, I mean, just sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Together.
Thanks a lot.
Do you want to play? Want to play another one?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to get a lot of music out of you in this first hour.
Okay, and we'll mention that we do actually know the names of that first set we played. We tried to make a point of writing down the names because we typically say, I'm not sure about it, which is, as you mentioned before when we were talking, it's kind of typical of some Irish musicians.
A lot of Celtic musicians.
Including ourselves, so I'm not going to make fun of other people. But the first set was Miss McLeod's Into the Dunmore Lassies, right?
That's right.
I think that's right.
And actually, I recorded that second tune on my album, Dipping Away.
Okay.
So Sally loves my little cheesy interjections, but there you go.
Which is available at on cdbaby.com.
Right. I know I'm not going to be able to keep a good flute embouchure if I'm laughing, Damien.
I know.
All right.
I play fiddle also, so not too many people know that, but I'm going to whip it out.
Good.
And we're going to play a few tunes, the Joe Doreen set. And this was recorded by June McCormick and her husband, Micheál Rooney. Just a few years ago on their album.
Thank you. And did we mention the names of those, Damien?
Joe Rences.
Yeah, that's the first track on the Adriact album that June and Michal recorded. Mm-hmm. Great album as well.
Those are Kerry, well, played very commonly down in Kerry.
So, right. Yeah. How long have you been playing the fiddle?
I picked up the fiddle when I was about 15 years of age.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's
and
only
he's
been about
26
a decade.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, right. yeah. Oh. There's only so much you can do on the accordion, so.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda.
Well, but what you do so well. yeah. We were reminiscing a little bit. I'd seen Damien a couple years ago when Tata was at the Gaelic American Club in Fairfield and called you up to.
That was a good night.
To play with them for
that was a fun night.
A few tunes, and you just blew the whole crowd away. It was incredible.
Well, that was fun. I think I had the advantage of the fact that people knew me, and you know, it was kind of fun to have me up there with all these guys. A lot of the guys in the band I had known from Ireland, especially one of them, Paul, the accordion player. I met him in college. Became friends with him at college. You know, we talked about music, and mm-hmm. you know, we kind of showed off our accordions to one another and stuff like that. It's very, very. It's kind of not the most normative kind of relationship you'd probably come across in colleges. But there you go. It's good fun, and it was nice to see them in Fairfield. Like I was really surprised when I saw the thing in the mail. I was like, I got to go to this thing. Yeah, so it was fun. Yeah.
And you brought your accordion.
Yeah.
Do you play one of your father's accordions?
I do play one of my father's accordions. It's the King Cora. Mine is actually red. It was the first red accordion he made. So, but he makes all different kinds of different varieties and different sounds, you know, all made to custom. So he still does that for Menace back home.
Right. And, well, our guests here on Profiles in Folk are Damien and Sally Connolly. And I'm going to refer to you as Sally Tressler.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind at all. I just thought I'd be a little tease, you know?
Joined by Michael McCann as well. And they are going to be part of a host of performers who will be appearing at the Connecticut Irish Festival, FESH, and Agricultural Fair at the North Haven Fairgrounds next Saturday and Sunday, June 24th and 25th. And we'll be talking a bit more about that, but one of the artists who's there is going to be there is a fine Elian Piper, Brian McNamara, and Mike told me that you've actually played with him back in Ireland.
I did. I played with him. In fact, we are not in Ireland. In France, I did.
Oh, okay.
I was drafted to be on this team of Irish musicians and dancers to go to Brittany. There was a big festival out there. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Lorient. Festival of at Lorient in Brittany, and we were there for about a week playing music and, you know, gallivanting and trying to get into all sorts of trouble. But Brian was there on the trip, and he was about the only mature person out of the whole lot of us. And it was funny, but when I was there, the guys who I was sharing my room with, they were just unbelievable. The things that they, you know, they were just like. There was one time where the mattress was thrown out the window. There was another time when, you know, somebody's shoes was filled with shaving cream. And I said, I got to get out of this room. So I moved in with Brian and we kind of got to know each other.
Yes. Is he a fellow who is absolutely passionate about Elian pipes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I have heard him at the Old Songs Festival outside of Albany, New York.
Yeah.
Several years ago.
He is known as being one of the top Elian pipers. Yeah. He's really excellent. He's from County Leitrim back in Ireland. He has his whole family plays music. I think his whole family got together a few years ago and recorded an entire CD about on Leitrim music. Mm-hmm. And it's just really great. He's a real gentle kind of a man. You know, very, very, very nice. Yeah, beautiful.
This is probably a curve, but Mike said I should ask you how the Elian pipes work.
Oh. I don't know. The closest answer I can give to you is the word Ilian means elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the elbow pipes, and you have to supply the air through a bellows that you pump with your elbow, and the air goes down through a pipe, much like a tin whistle, and somehow the air gets squeezed through this tiny little crack, and it makes the noise. I mean, I can't really comment much more than that.
It is a reed instrument.
It is a reed instrument, just like the accordion, but they're two dramatically different types of reeds. So, though I do know about the accordion reeds, I can't comment much on the Ilion pipe reeds.
I just have a question. When you mentioned that the Ilion, I usually would say Ilion pipes. Do you say Ilion or Ilion?
I say Ilion.
Usually Ilion. Okay. I was just curious because some people say it different ways. And
you're right. And that's always... That's come up here at the radio station
as
well.
Ilion.
I get email now. How is exactly this? Is it exactly pronounced? You know. And,
well, at least we know that it means elbow.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The elbow pipes. Right. Okay. Let's listen to one cut from Brian McNamara, and then we'll be back. And Mike, you may want to talk a little bit about how you snagged him for the festival as well.
Sure.
Brian McNamara on the Ilion pipes. Brian McNamara, and a beautiful, beautiful air. You're really lucky to have him. Is Ilion piping a tradition at the North Haven Festival?
Well, I think the way it's turned out is we have a really good Ilion piper probably about every other year or so. We try to mix up the music a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We have music that... traditional kind of music that you play on your program. and then we also have, there's a group called Black 47.
Yes, familiar with them.
That is a bit of a, what they call trad rock group. They'll take either historical or musical themes, traditional themes, mm-hmm. and then put the rock beat two of them. And they are very popular among the young people into that type of music. But that's important for them as well. We also have a group called Aaron's Melody, which is... kind of like a dance combo band, and they do sort of like a Irish country or American country western influenced kind of music. We try to get something that is totally unusual every year, and this year we have unusual in terms of the Irish community, and we have a group called Magnolia, which is a Cajun band, and they'll be there playing, and we'll be doing workshops as well in terms of Cajun music. So it's really has something for everyone, and of course later in the program we'll be listening to Liz McNichol, she'll be there as well.
Is Magnolia from this area?
No, they are down, I believe from the Louisiana area.
They are. Oh, I know the group then. Right. It's women.
Right.
Yes. Anne Sauvage's group, I think, and she is just an acknowledged expert on Cajun music. Right. Oh. Well, that's good. That's quite a lineup, and it will all be taking place next Saturday and Sunday, June 24th, 25th. It's a Connecticut Irish Festival, FESH, and Agricultural Fair at the North Haven Fairgrounds, which is right off Interstate 91, exit 12.
Right.
So it's easy to find. And how many years has the festival been going?
I think it's our 47th year.
Wow.
So it has a continuity on its side.
Right. Well established. Okay, let's get back to All-Ireland accordion and melodeon player, Damien Connolly, and the flautist in the group, in the family, and that's Sally Tressler Connolly. And you'll both be playing together at the festival?
Indeed, yeah. We're going to enlist our friend Joe Gerhardt to play with us also. He'll be on guitar. And we always love playing with Joe. He's a wonderful fiddle player, wonderful guitarist. He runs an Irish music session in New Haven at Anna Liffey's on Sundays and Mondays. And we've just gotten to know him over the years, and we love playing with him. So he'll be with us. And I think it'll be for about an hour.
I think an hour and a half or so this year.
He's
a great accompanist on guitar, and also we love playing with him on fiddle in the sessions. You know, he knows a lot of tunes, which is great. I mean, that's why he can follow so well on guitar.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. It does.
How many tunes are in your heads, do you think? Because Celtic musicians always seem to know so
I have fewer
many
in
tunes.
My head than Damien does, but I'm catching up slowly.
That's a very, very difficult question. Actually, there's a flute player, Mike Rafferty, and he one of his students brought out a book of Irish tunes that he had learned from Mike Rafferty over the years, and there's 1,000 tunes in it. I mean, that's just not anywhere, I guess, near to the amount of tunes that Mike does know. It's just what he happened to teach him over the years, you know.
But we just got that book. I said, okay, I'll just kind of go through it, start a few of the notes at the beginning, see if this is one we know or one, maybe we should learn or remind ourselves of, you know, just to keep on top of things, because otherwise, you know, you can get into playing some of the same tunes, or we go through cycles of having favorite tunes, like some of the ones we're playing tonight are ones that have been our favorites for the last maybe few months or so.
You'll never know them all anyway, so you just kind of, whatever you do know, you have to enjoy.
Exactly. Well, let's get you playing us another tune.
Okay.
We'll play a set called McKenna's. These are very famous flute tunes, and they were recorded by Frankie Gavin on his solo flute album. He's not very well known for his flute playing as much as he is for his fiddle, but there you go. It's some of the best flute playing you'll ever hear. His album is called Up and Away.
So fortunately, I had Damien there to slow down the tunes for me and kind of help me note by note, ornament by ornament to get some things really on solid ground. I had learned them originally from Catherine McAvoy, McGorman, and she's a great flute player from County Meath. And it's great to be able to incorporate some from, you know, multiple players and kind of make it your own a little more, you know?
Right.
Make it my own.
Exactly. One, two. ¶¶
done. Well done. I could just sit here and listen to you two all night.
Thanks.
Do you play a lot at home?
Here and there.
Sounds like a stupid question, but a lot of musicians don't.
Well, Damien tends to pick up the fiddle. He'll just kind of leave it out on the table and then pick it up here and there. I'm just not as much like that. Or I go through moods where I just don't feel like my flute playing sounds that great or something. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, the last few weeks have been like, oh, okay, I'm sounding pretty good. Okay, you know. And then last summer, Damien finished off half of our basement. So it's actually great to have another zone, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we have a little boy who just actually turned 18 months today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. His name is Coleman. And it was great, actually. Tonight, you know, this afternoon, he was taking a little nap. So we went down into the basement zone and practiced there and didn't have to worry about waking him up or anything. Although he loves the music. He loves dancing to the music and trying to play the little baby accordion and baby piano and all the whistles we have kicking around for him to play with.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
So it's always nice to hear Sally saying, come on, we'll play a tune.
Yeah, but Damien is definitely more of the initiator, and I tend to have more of my moods, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Great, but great. That's the way it goes.
Sally, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And, you know, it's so wonderful to find out your neighbors. You're right down the road here from WSHU.
Yeah, we're here in Fairfield, so. And we'd like to let people know we're here in Fairfield. We've been here for 3 years now, and, you know, we're available for gigs. And we both teach. Sally teaches flute, and I teach accordion and fiddle and do lots of gigs in pubs and at private parties and stuff like that. So...
Mm-hmm.
We're here, and
the lessons keep us on our toes. That's another reason why, you know, sometimes Damien will help me break down some of the tunes and stuff like that because it's different when you start teaching to other people.
Right.
Well, especially given the fact that I'm not from Ireland, that I grew up just in Easton, I want to make sure that if I'm passing on certain traditions and tunes, that I'm teaching them correctly. So it's great to have a husband who's from Ireland and.
I think she's being a little bit modest, no, honestly.
Anyway, well, whatever.
She is very modest. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is that there just is so much music that comes out of Ireland with young people, and so good.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, is it a nation of musicians?
I'd say at this stage, it's getting there. It's getting very close. Yeah, I mean, there was a stage when Irish music was looked down on. That's when my dad was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he taught me that there weren't too many musicians around that time. And even my Uncle Seamus used to hide the fiddle in case people would see him because they'd tease him and that, you know. But now, since, you know, you can make some money in music, I think people are, you know, sending their kids to lessons and making sure that they get into music. So, you know, and also with the dancing, you know, people want their sons or daughters in river dance and things like that. So there's a big push there because there's money in it.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, if you can get above the stage of just playing in the pubs and stuff like that.
Well, there's also just the competitions and, you know, the social side of things. I mean, that's how you knew so many of the people in Teta as well was, you know, even the year that I spent in Ireland, I recognized so many of the musicians, you know, from one festival to the next, and you kind of started to have a group of friends based on that, you know?
They have an all-Ireland championship. For singing and for different instruments. And Seamus has won it for the accordion and the melodeon.
Mm-hmm.
His father is an all-Ireland champion on the accordion.
My father's five times.
You just said Seamus.
Oh, Seamus won it. I get all confused with all these Connollys here. But Seamus has won it ten times.
My father has won it 5 times.
5 times as well, yeah.
And
this Brian McNamara has won it several times as well. So they're all
top-flight musicians.
But I think it's very important for the Irish people to be playing their Irish music, and right now it's something to lean on with so many different cultures flowing into Ireland of late, that it's always nice to know your roots and to be able to sit down and play some Irish music. And, you know, it's
special.
I think it is special, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no doubt about it. And traditional music, I would assume, in Ireland has got a real
tight hold on the nation as such. You know, some countries, I mean, even here in America, American traditional music, you know, in some quarters it's popular, mm-hmm. but not mm-hmm. in the mainstream, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag.
It
there,
is
though,
really
too.
A mixed bag. Yeah. I mean, if you go to Ireland, you turn on the radio, you'll probably hear all the same tunes as you do over here.
Yeah.
All the same, you know, the same soft rock and all that kind of stuff.
Pop.
It's pop. Yeah. It's all there. But
country, American country western music, or what they call Irish country, is very popular in Ireland.
Oh, my goodness.
Popular.
Yeah.
But definitely, I think the tourism industry definitely helps to fuel the Irish music okay. industry mm-hmm. in Ireland. I mean, the pubs advertise it. I mean, but they'll just, same with some places here, there'll be certain pubs that favor the more traditional styles right. of Irish music right. versus something that might be a more lively band that might appeal to a different type of population, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm happy, and I'm sure many, many listeners of you are happy that you've made your niche now in traditional music.
Yeah, it's great. We
Thank
really
you.
Enjoy
Rather
it.
Rather than picking up an electric guitar. And
well, everything has their place, right?
That's true. That's true.
Our God's creature's got a place in the choir.
Well, our guests tonight are Damien and Sally Conley, and they will be appearing at the Connecticut Irish Festival, FESH, and Agricultural Fair at the North Haven Fairgrounds on Washington Avenue, which is exit 12 off of Interstate 91 in North Haven, on Saturday and Sunday, June 24th and 25th. And it is not only a music festival, but a lot else, Mike McCann.
Sure. There's we mentioned the dance, and we mentioned some of the sports, but there we do have the Gaelic football, both for ladies and men, and we have this terrific program for the young people. We call it the under 10-year-old games, and they're really cute to watch, you know, running around mm-hmm. playing their hearts out.
Right.
And we also have a 5K road race, which benefits benefiting ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease, mm-hmm. and that's increased, you know, year after year, you know. And then we have, you know, cultural, all kinds of cultural and children's activities and the Irish shopping and the foods. And this year we'll be doing some international foods, too. We've been having Thai food and Italian food just to kind of round out what we offer. Mm-hmm. But all of what we will be having at the festival is at our brand new website, which is www.ctirishfestival.com, ConnecticutIrishFestival.com, and maybe you can put that link up on your website.
We will.
So that
we
folks, if they couldn't write that down, could just click on your site and go right to ours.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to tell our listeners, if you're near a computer, you can see a picture of our pictures of Sally and Damien that are up on the website already. Thanks to our WSHU chief engineer and webmaster, Paul Litvinovich.
I would have put on a little bit more lipstick or no, we would have dressed up a little more, but you know.
I think just about every performer who's been in here, you know, has had, you know, say, oh, I should have really dressed up if I'd known my picture was going up on the webpage.
Well, we didn't wear our PJs anyway.
We've gotten into just this past year returning to doing some shows in front of live audiences in a faculty lounge here on campus, and I had a bluegrass band in for the very first one, and you know we're sitting there chatting and they're playing and the audience is, you know, applauding and such, and I look out and there was a student in her pajamas in the audience that evening. I did it like a double take, and the leader of the band said, yeah, I wondered about that too. But apparently that's the way it is these days with
especially
college
on college
students.
Campuses. Yeah, yeah right. Definitely.
Interesting. Well, why don't we listen to a song from Liz McNichol, who has been a guest here. She's, I think, still living in the Norwalk area.
She is, right.
And she will be appearing at the Irish Festival, FESH, and Agricultural Fair in North Haven next weekend. And I just want to turn, since the all of 9/11 is back in the news again with the new Ann Coulter book, to Liz's
recording of The Bravest from her album Grand Central Station. She was one of the very first people, or maybe the first person, to actually record this, even before Tom Paxton, who wrote the piece. So we'll take a listen to Liz McNichols.
The first plane hit the North Tower right after I came in. It left a gaping fiery hole where officers had been. We stood and watched in horror as we saw the first one fall. Then someone yelled, "Get out, get out, they're trying to kill us all." I grabbed the pictures from my desk and joined the fight to live. With every step I called the names of my husband and my kids. And then we heard them coming up from several floors below. A crowd of New York's bravest with their heavy gear in tow. Now every time I try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound of firemen pounding up the stairs while we were running down. When we met them on the stairs, they said we were too slow. "Get out, get out," they yelled at us, "the whole thing's gonna go." Twice we'd seen the world on fire. We kept on running down the stairs while they kept climbing higher. Thank God we made it to the street. We ran through ash and smoke. I didn't know which way to run. I thought that I would choke. Took me by the arm and pointed me uptown. And Christ, I heard him whisper as the tower came roaring down. Now every time I try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound of firemen pounding up the stairs while we were running down. So now I go to funerals for men I never knew. The pipers play Amazing Grace as the coffins come in view. They must have seen it coming when they turned to face the fire. They sent us down to safety, then they kept climbing high. Try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound of firemen pounding up the stairs while we were running.
Liz McNichol from her album Grand Central Station, and she will be appearing at the Connecticut Irish Festival Fesh and Agricultural Fair. She is on the program for Sunday in the Cayley tent around noontime, Sunday, June
25th. Well, we are back with Damien and Sally Conley. What's in the future for you guys? I didn't realize you had a young son, Coleman, but I suppose in a few years he'll be kind of a member of the band.
Kind of is already in a certain sense. He loves banging on those pots and things. We got him a small little accordion at Toys R Us, and he loves smashing that off the floor. And
he's on great. Toys R Us. It was on Alvera Street in L.A. There's a little bit of a difference.
He sounds like he's going to be a Black 47 type.
Yeah.
No, actually, whenever we play together, it's so cute. He starts banging away on the, you know. It's not a banger.
Wonderful.
I shouldn't say bang away because he kind of taps away and then he'll look and smile at us.
No, he's very good at it.
Like he tries to help out.
I'm just joking around. Actually, Sally puts the tin whistle up to his mouth and he blows into it and Sally does the fingers and out comes
Twinkle, Twinkle.
Terrific.
It's great.
We did get a tune out of him so far.
Yeah.
He is going to be a musician.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. My little guy.
And yeah, Sally's mother, Katie, is at home with him tonight, taking good care of him.
As he's sleeping.
So thanks, Katie.
Hopefully sleeping.
She's probably listening.
You never know when grandparents.
Oh, I called her. I checked in.
Okay, Damien, you've got one album out called Tippin' Away.
Tippin' Away, yeah.
It is available on CD Baby, as we noticed early, earlier in the program. You're going to do another one at some point in the future?
I do hope to do another one. I'll probably do another one in the comfort of my own home when I have that opportunity. I'm just learning how to record with software and taking my time trying to afford some good mics and a nice computer with a good sound card and all those things. So eventually it'll all come together and I'll have another CD available. Yeah, and hopefully this time I'll get Sally to play some on there with me and maybe even my Uncle Seamus.
Great.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So a lot of stuff in the works, yeah.
Do you see him much?
Not that much. Just a few times a year, which is kind of...
It seemed like less... Recently.
It seems a little bit less recently.
When I was doing my master's, I did it at Boston University. Okay. So, you know, I saw him pretty frequently. And then, of course, Damien, if he ever came up to visit, you know, we'd go out and visit the family at the house. But probably the summer we'll take at least one trip anyway.
Okay,
we'll see him at the Catskills in July, the second week of July. We go to the Catskills Irish Music Festival in East Durham, New York, and Damien's teaching accordion there this year, and Seamus has taught fiddle there for years, so we really enjoy that week. Last year was the first time we did that.
So there'd be a little bit of family jamming.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
You've picked up the fiddle, which...
I have picked it up,
One of the reasons I asked the question.
Yeah. So this is a...
All right, we're doing another one, I guess.
Tune that just came back into my mind. Hadn't played it in years, literally. It's called The First House in Connacht. And we're going to follow that with another tune that just came into my mind again.
That we didn't get the chance to look up the name for.
That's fine.
So we'll call it The First House in Connacht.
First and the
set.
Last, yeah.
The first and the great second tune. House.
That's...
Thank you.
Sounds so good.
Thank you.
Really good. Damien and Sally Conley, and they will be appearing at the Cayley Tent next Saturday afternoon, 3:15, at the Connecticut Irish Festival, FESH, an agricultural fair on the North Haven Fairgrounds. So look them up and stop by and say hello. I mean, one of the nice things about the festivals is the entertainers and such are usually pretty accessible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'll hear a lot of good music. And you're playing right before Brian McNamara. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be all great. Right.
Yeah. Good.
And Sunday, Damien's going to judge the music competition because that's something else. I can't remember if you mentioned it, Mike, but some people come from here and there to play some music and be judged and get some feedback. So it's a great opportunity for them, too. I've done that before as well.
Ah, terrific. Yeah. Terrific. And Michael, it's good to have you back again as well.
Always a pleasure to be here.
And look forward to your returning again and to these two youngsters returning here.
I have some other good ideas for you.
Great.
And thanks to Uncle Mike, too, for setting this up and with you.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, hopefully we'll get you back in front of a live audience, too, in the fall or the winter, if you're willing.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Especially since you're neighbors now.
Yeah.
Since we're just around the corner, you might as well.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right. Do you guys want to play one more?
We'll
say goodnight and have you play one more. And I hope you won't be offended, but starting off the second hour, the second set is John Whelan, who's an old friend. But I'm doing some Father's Day music, and he's got a medley of tunes with one dedicated to his father. So I thought I would.
We're friends with John too.
Okay, good.
Don't you
a
worry.
Little bit of accordion, you know, competition there, but
he competed with my dad when he was young.
Did he?
He did. Yeah.
Interesting.
So he produced my album.
Yes,
and he plays on it as well. And he's a great guy. He really is.
He is a great guy.
And a very talented musician. Very talented.
If you don't have Uncle Mike's album Soldier Song yet, you better look that up too and get it.
Big trouble.
You can check out my website at www.soldierssongs.com.
Right. Okay, without the apostrophe.
No apostrophe, right.
Duke of Leinster?
The Duke of Leinster. The Duke of Leinster and his wife. One, two. Thank you.
is Damien and Sally Tressler Conley. And they will again will note that they are appearing at the Connecticut Irish Festival Fesh and Agricultural Fair at the North Haven Fairgrounds, exit 12 off of Interstate 91 next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 12:30 to 11, Sunday from 8:30 in the morning until 7 o'clock. And they will be appearing specifically on Saturday, but I'm sure they're going to be around the festival both days, as we have been talking about, Damien and Sally Conley. And I'll tell you, latch on to Damien Conley's first CD, which is called Tippin' Away, recorded a few years back. It can be gotten through CD Baby, because there's going to be a day. Damien Conley is going to be making albums for larger companies, and that's going to be a collector's item, Tippin' Away, guarantee you. Damien and Sally Conley, it's good to have traditional music here live in WSHU's Studio A. And our thanks also to Michael McCann, who you know from past shows when he's been in to do selections from his album, A Soldier's Song. And he is an instrumental part of the festival in North Haven. So it's good to have him back as well. The festival will present a wide range of music, from traditional music such as Damien and Sally are playing to sort of folk rock of Black 47, the Screaming Orphans from County Donegal, the Ilion Piper, Brian McNamara. Interesting group that I like some of their cuts, group called Aaron's Melody from Boston. Liz McNichol will be there from the Norwalk area as well. Well, you are tuned to WSHU 91.1 FM in Fairfield, Connecticut, serving Fairfield, New Haven counties. And from the eastern end of Long Island, we are 89.9 WSUF, Noyac, Greenport, New London. And along the Connecticut coast, we're 1260 WSHU AM. My name is Steve Winters. The program is Profiles in Folk, and we're going to finish up this second hour of the program with some music for Father's Day and in various combinations. But we'll continue this Celtic theme a bit. And it seemed only fitting, since we did about an hour's worth of music for Mother's Day, and we featured two pieces that John Wieland, another fine Celtic accordionist, had done for his mom, that we do one of John Wieland's pieces that includes one tune that's dedicated to his father, Dennis, from his From the Heart album. This is a medley of Ian's Return to Ireland, Yannick's, and then Dennis Wieland's. John Wieland.